T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Tim Dietzler, Director of Dining Services at Villanova University, and we are talking about their VEG program, which stands for...
Villanova Eats Great.
And by eating great, that's eating vegetarian and vegan?
Actually, it's a focus on plants. It's a plant-based diet, but we're asking our community on campus to dine more with a focus on hydration, drinking more water, eating more fruits and vegetables, making them the center of their plate, increasing their intake of whole grains, and then trying to decrease their intake of animal proteins.
Now, I understand you have a very interesting story of how you got inspired to promote the VEG program. So how did you get into the plant-based lifestyle?
So on campus, we have a wonderful community of students, of course, that always challenge us, and we're always working to serve them and enhance our services to them and provide more delicious offerings. Well, one student came to me one day and asked if I would be willing to take a 30-day challenge to dine as a vegan in our dining operation. So we have 18 operations on campus. So she asked me for a month while I'm on campus to dine as a vegan, and I was really intrigued by that. And I accepted her challenge. And I stayed vegan for the 30 days. And then after that, I really didn't find the need to return to my normal diet. So I've been a plant-based dieter now since 2011.
Wow.
Yeah. So VEG is a brand new program that our nutritionist and marketing manager developed. And we use principles from the Harvard Chan School of Medicine and the Culinary Institute of America. So they have a program called Menus of Change for healthier eating. And they're challenging restaurateurs across the country to adopt these new principles. So we use those principles to build VEG.
What are some of the principles?
So there are really 4 basic principles. Hydration. Drink more water than carbonated or soda beverages. Increase the amount of whole grains in your diet. And then make fruits and vegetables the center of your plate. And then we're asking everyone to decrease their consumption of animal proteins. And that is kind of the column and core of VEG. And really, essentially, the principles from the Menus of Change.
What are some of the benefits of eating a plant-based diet?
So, of course, there's wonderful health benefits. There's leading research that shows that really that is the diet of choice for many medical physicians that recommend a diet, like Kaiser Permanente. They recommend, all of their physicians recommend a plant-based diet to their patients. So the health is very important, but also environmentally. As you decrease your intake of animal proteins, you're decreasing water consumption and energy consumption as well.
And what kind of personal benefits have you noticed?
Well, I really noticed a great increase in energy. I noticed that within the 30 days that I was on this challenge.
And beyond.
And beyond, yes. And actually a sleeping pattern that's much more regular, and I enjoy that as much as the great food that I'm eating now as well. So there's really some great benefits to it.
Now, have you been able to convert your whole family into veganism?
Well, it's little steps at a time. My oldest daughter really is moving in that direction, and she has followed and adopted some of those more, I would say, different dining practices or habits. And one reason I have for that is that she's also a student at Villanova University. So she's enjoying many of the vegan options that we offer in our dining halls. But actually, we have a very diverse family table at home. So everyone really still enjoys, you know, what they like. But we're moving in a healthier direction.
You've had that influence on your family, even though they like meat?
Yes. Well, we're eating much more organic vegetables or fresh fruits and vegetables, more whole grains, and we certainly drink a lot more water. So we're following VEG at home.
How have you expanded your palate? If you're not eating meat, what are you eating instead?
Everything colorful that you can imagine. You know, eat all the colors of the rainbow, and that's really kind of an adventure, too. It's really enjoying all the different types of vegetables that you can. Even when you're dining out, many restaurants really are adopting and accommodating the plant-based dieter.
Do you feel like this is the way of the world?
I definitely see a trend. It's not a fad. There's definitely a trend. Menus of Change has really inspired many, many restaurateurs to move toward a plant-based menu and follow some of these guidelines. So yes, it's definitely going that way. And I see health practitioners espousing plant-based diets.
So you said health-wise and environmental-wise.
Yes, yes, environmental-wise. For instance, if you give up eating an 8-ounce hamburger, you eliminate thousands of gallons of water that were used to feed the animal as well as in the processing of that animal. Almost 2,500. Probably the equivalent of taking a 2-minute shower for 6 months a day, a daily.
Wow.
Significant amount of water, yes.
That is. You think more universities are thinking environmentally?
Yes. Well, Villanova is one of the many universities that have signed the president's climate commitment.
The president of the university or the...
It's presidents of universities, yes. So it's okay. The president's climate commitment. And we're one
Villanova
of 500.
President.
Yes, yes. So it's one of 500 universities that have committed to the environment and reducing their carbon footprint.
Amazing. Where do you see the future of this program?
Well, we continue to expand our program in the type of offerings that we have in each of our operations.
So what kinds of things do you offer, like salads and beans?
Well, sure. You can name it. We have a wonderful salad bar. We actually have an organic salad bar on our campus as well. Students really like that. So we have an expanded salad bar and a whole grain section to our salad bar, which is great. We separate our animal proteins from all of our plant-based items. So students really can go through an entire salad bar without even seeing an animal protein. And if they want to add that on, they can at the end.
What kind of tips would you give to people that are intrigued by the veg lifestyle and maybe want to dip their toes into trying it?
Well, the biggest thing is just start to enjoy your vegetables and fruits. Make them the larger part of your plate. So instead of a 6-ounce portion of chicken, go to 3 and increase the amount of fruits and vegetables on your plate and drink lots of water. Not necessarily during your meal, but throughout the day.
What's been the most difficult part of eating a plant-based diet?
So I guess initially the most difficult part of eating a plant-based diet was early accommodations. So 7 years ago, I don't think as many restaurateurs were offering a vegan or plant-based item. And if you did ask for it, it was a plate of steamed vegetables. But now they're so interesting and delicious, the type of dishes that are being created by chefs across the country. So it's exciting to see.
And there's always Google for recipes.
There's always Google for recipes, yes.
Tim Dietzler is Director of Dining Services at Villanova University. The program is called VEG, which stands for
Villanova Eats Great.
Villanova Eats Great. And if people want more information about your dining services, do you have a website?
We do. VillanovaDiningServices.edu.
Tim Dietzler, thank you so much.
Thank you, Adas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.